Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. You know my other book, The Age of the Customer, theageofthecustomer.com. That's also there. That book is 6 years old, and people are still talking about The Age of the Customer out there like it was brand new, like we just discovered it, right? And so some of the stuff that's up if you look across the landscape of what's going on in Washington D.C. now, you saw that Google and Facebook both are getting hammered by the government, and I've been predicting that this thing was gonna start happening, because if you read my book, The Third Ingredient, you know that in section two of that book. What's happening right now is what was playing out in that I said would play out, and I wrote it in the book in section two, and that's what's going on right now between the tech companies, the big tech companies, and the government, and also the citizens. You've got this triumvirate here. You've got these three parties. You got users like you and me who are anxious about technology. You know, we look at Bitcoin and only people who are either stupid or really smart are investing in that. The stupid people are losing their money probably, and the really smart people are making a lot of money. But it's basically a Ponzi scheme. Bitcoin is. There's no basis for it. But the Libra, which Facebook is coming out with, they're trying to learn from that, right? And so they're offering this cryptocurrency. With all these other partners, you heard the PayPal guy talking last hour about their partnership with Facebook. So this is another level of technology leverage that these big companies are offering. I'm sure Amazon's going to have their own cryptocurrency soon. Maybe Google, who knows? But the government is pushing back on these people because they're starting to get so powerful that they're starting to encroach on the sovereignty of the government. And the government officials, the president, the Congress, they're starting to pay more attention. These companies have huge power, immense power, and the money that they have is incredible. And if you look at Google's ability now to impact geopolitics, Google is helping China. We talked about this yesterday with Gordon Chang. Google is helping China in ways that no question is helping them militarily. No question is helping China defeat America in World War III, the digital world war that's going on right now, that's being waged right now. There's no question Google is helping them while they're refusing to help their own country, their own government. So those kinds of things don't fly too well in Washington D.C. So what you're seeing right now with all this discussion and all these hearings and all the headlines and everything and your own anxiety, this is all about the inability to find digital trust. If you think about it, all of the things that you heard, remember Reagan, trust but verify. We'll trust you, but we're going to verify. That was in, trust was part of that. Mutually assured destruction. Remember that? That was where my weapons are so bad and your weapons are so bad, we trust each other not to fire those weapons at each other because we would all die. So that kind of mutually assured destruction was a form of trust. It was analog trust. When we drive on the side, when we drive on my side of the road, you on your side of the road, that's a form of trust. That's analog trust. But in the digital age, where we've got cryptocurrency and where we've got search engines, we've got the ability to listen in on people's lives. There's an encroachment of privacy. There's an extension of digital leverage beyond what we've ever had before. We're entering a new world, folks, and we don't know how to deal with all this. Technology is moving faster. The technology innovation is moving faster than analog humans are able to reconcile all of that. And that's why we're having so much anxiety right now. And it's all about finding a way to have digital trust. And the big tech companies have got a real problem because they are now so powerful. Amazon is, Google is, Facebook is. They're now so powerful that they actually can say, in Google's case, they're thumbing their nose at the government. So this, we're entering a period of time right now that's never happened before. And you're a witness now to a scenario that's very potentially perilous in the history of humans. And we got to get this right, folks. And I'm talking to you about it on my show because you and I have to be part of this discussion. We have to be part of the solution. We have to be contributors to getting this done right. Otherwise, well, I don't want to think about what's otherwise. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.